Not a sound to be heard. We pause and remember another silent key.
Victor Kilo 4, Hotel Golf Tango. It's with great sadness that the Bayside and District Amateur Radio Society announces the passing of George Turner, VK4HGT. George passed away suddenly Friday, September 2, after having reached the age of 101. VK4HGT was a well-respected member of the club who had joined BDARS in the early years of the club's formation, having started his interest in the hobby with Citizens Band Radio back in its heydays. George was a somewhat late starter into amateur radio, having only gained his foundation license at the age of 74 and upgrading to standard at age 91. That alone could show you how tough and determined George was. And to say George had led an interesting life would be an understatement, to say the least. At 101, George Turner was one of the only surviving veterans of the 39th Battalion. The 39th served in the Kokoda campaign in Papua New Guinea, and having only recently attended a ceremony on the Gold Coast, marking 80 years since the Kokoda campaign, George stated, "I was only about 20 when I was up there. I got to 101. Lucky, wasn't I? I was one of two truck drivers. The other was sergeant by rank. He was killed in the first bombing raid. He was sleeping beside me at the time, only about 6 foot away." George was very generous with his time, always willing to help with club activities back in those early years. He was a friendly and a likeable bloke as well. And for many years, he was the voice behind the microphone on the HF Travellers Net across Australia, operating daily with other relays to ensure the safety of other amateurs travelling around Australia and being there to provide support should it be required. And he was still doing this at his 101 years until very recently. George was also active on the 2 metre band via the local repeater and could often be heard talking with his friends and his son, who was also a local ham operator. George would often be seen riding his scooter to the local coffee shop for his daily outing. Still very much independent, still living on his own and enjoying life and his radio. I'm sure George will be greatly missed. Vale George Turner, Victor Kilo 4, Hotel Golf Tango.
From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. A big shout out to the various people who are posting to websites and social media accounts with content showing all sorts of club activities. I wonder if you have a few minutes more in your week that you can put a small segment together for the State News Bulletin. Often, what I see is written in a way that you can record the audio directly to your phone, and the text just has to be copied into an email. The reason that I mention this again is that there are listeners to the news broadcasts and we don't get to see them reflected in the callback numbers. Then there are people on their own who don't belong to clubs or who are unable to attend meetings, and they like to know of what is going on around the ridges. There are lots of things happening that we aren't getting to learn about them, perhaps until they have concluded, with the bi-monthly publishing schedule of Amateur Radio magazine. A spot on the news broadcast tells every listener how vibrant this activity really is. Our news editor, Graham, VK4 Baker Baker, will be only too pleased to receive your segments, and if they can become a regular, so much better. Check the details for lodging material on the WIA website and at the end of each bulletin or email. One of the stories of the past week has been the release by the ACMA of its prospective work schedule for the next 5 years. The obvious areas of interest for us are the transitional changes from spectrum to class licensing. We've already had some previous notices from the regulator of the way it views the changes for the amateur service, and we should see the culmination of the regulatory framework in the coming months. The other area of importance is the preparatory work for the next World Radio Conference. This is really the Olympic Games of the regulatory system, with contingents from around the world and most countries attending. The idea is to reach agreement on standards and spectrum usage so that harmful interference is minimised to users in adjacent areas. It has been the position that Australia has been able to have amateur radio operators attending as part of the official contingent at these conferences. It has also been the responsibility of the amateur community to fund the expenses of these delegates. This is something to be kept in mind for the future. Maybe there's an opportunity for clubs to use the locally sponsored sausage sizzles to raise funds to ensure our voice is heard in Geneva at the next WRC. I can remember listening to calls for donations from individuals during state news broadcasts from long ago. More recently, I can recall requests for support in the printed material arriving in the letterbox. Perhaps now is the time to think of funding our delegates as a way of ensuring the growth and participation of our hobby here and worldwide. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.